Today we're taking time to visit with Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of your Boone County Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jim. This is fantastic.
So here we go. Let's wrap up 24. What a year. Busy year.
It is. It was a very busy year. We, I'm really proud of the year. We did a number of different initiatives, everything from Ladies Night Out, mm-hmm. getting the workforce development board going, thanks to Eric Krenzinger. We had the beginning stages of our leadership development, occurring, and membership. Even internally, our organization has really been able to step up and step out. So Main Street, of course, was our big banner accomplishment, sure. And so we're very proud of that and getting that going. And so we're excited for 25. There's a lot of still to do. Certainly, yeah. There's a lot. It's just been a really, yeah. really cool time.
When you look back at it and everything, and again, there were a lot of things that happened during the year. And again, things that you had planned, working on when you started mm-hmm. the year, mm-hmm. and then some of them just expanded, really mushroomed into some really great opportunities.
Absolutely. I even look at Puffer Billy Days. I mean, that was certainly last year, the date changed over to back mm-hmm. to September, which was what we had heard loud and clear that was an important piece. And yet, though, just that date change, but the quantity of volunteers and the quality of programming that they were putting on, it's like the sun and moon kind of align there. Yeah. So ultimately, the work that those volunteers and that the team was doing anyway and planning for and frankly would have done whether it was in the middle of January,
sure.
Met up with with the community who was ready to celebrate and ready to kind of get back and dig mm-hmm. in. And so ultimately, it all came together with some good weather to boot. So.
That helped out. Always does. For some reason, they like to throw the rainstorm in on you.
Now it has to. I cannot have a good Puffer Billy Days without it being a 50-50 chance of rain.
I know last time when we visited, we were talking about some of the things you were looking at in 25. Here we are, mm-hmm. new year. And one of the things was, you had some new board members coming on. You had some other. There was an adjustment there, which we have every year that comes up. But everybody seemed to be on the same track moving forward. And now it's just a matter of picking up some of these things and continuing to expand and do even more.
Yeah.
Offer more. Let's put it that way. You're offering mm-hmm. opportunities.
Yes. Our job is to really build the platform where everyone can really step up on and shine in their own way. So every business, every one of our partners, every one of our stakeholders, all of our board members, ultimately what we're doing is facilitating those opportunities where people are learning and engaging together. It's nothing even just allowing us to build that platform for them, and so they can get into that and dig into what they want to do for their business, what they want to do for their team, and ultimately what's good for our community to build prosperity. So whether it being a networking event where you have a business after hours event, and we've got the location and the food and the drinks and the invites go out, ultimately the people in the room are what's going to make that a great event. And so what we get to do is just identify what opportunities there are, identify what needs to be done, identifying those goals and how we can get to those goals, and then just finding the partners and the people who are willing to help and come alongside us and do the work. So, yes, I'm very thankful for a great board of directors. Paul is our outgoing president, mm-hmm. but he's staying on as our treasurer. And so Paul Jacobson with Vision Bank has been just a phenomenal guiding light for me, mm-hmm. as somebody who's still new in this world and just kind of getting my bearings. Julie Truppa is stepping up as our president for 25, and so again, I'm thankful for her and just somebody too. I felt this too with Alex Krenzinger, who was the president before. When I first came on board as a executive director, but somebody with that nonprofit Mm-hmm. And somebody with that viewpoint is somebody that too I'm able to learn from in a different way. So I'm very excited to have her as another community partner and the president in the chamber. So also we have Chris Torres coming on board, mm-hmm. who's the new CFO from the hospital, and Aaron Newman with DMAC. And so again, having great partners already that are in their community and doing awesome work and who can help us to again go back to that identifying the goals.
Sure.
The board, if you want to think of it this way, is the board looks at the map of the community and of the major mm-hmm. Initiatives that are happening in our region, and they kind of look at the map of where we need to go, mm-hmm. where we need to be, and then I drive the bus. So
you have an enthusiastic board. They're
bold and they're creative and they're willing to do things different. And so that's what's really exciting for me as a new director and somebody who's willing to take on those challenges and really hone in. But because, yes, ultimately we knew that coming into this, we needed to make some changes internally mm-hmm. For what the purpose of a good chamber. You know, at the end of the day, like we have a 112-year-old organization to care for. And so ultimately, we needed to really just focus in on what our purpose is, what is that wheelhouse we have. And I'm just honored to be in the spot and being able to do the work that they asked me to do. But yes, I'm very thankful for a board that is energetic, engaged, and willing to answer the phone when I call.
Always good.
And volunteer, because ultimately, yeah, we are a small team. You know, I'm a full-time person at the chamber.
Sure.
And we have some really great help with Stephanie Batinger and now Erica Petty. And so we've got a great team that is able to do the work and the reports and the event planning, all that kind of fun stuff. But ultimately, we need volunteers, and we need people who are already engaged in the community, who already understand the needs and wants of our region, not just Boone, but, you know, and not just Ogden or Madrid, but even just the region in general, and who are able to see kind of the bigger picture and to guide me.
So, and then you say, buckle up. Here we go. Here we go. No, it's again, got a little bit of a new look. I was going to say that people, if they haven't noticed, because you start to use a little different icon.
Yeah, logo. Well, we got a new logo. And that, again, that's just that's a really a good, as giving context the other day. I said basically, you know, back in the day, some point back in the day, our logo was established alongside Boone County Economic Growth. Yeah. And so they're very similar in nature. Yep. And ultimately, when our two organizations now are able to take on a different identity, a different kind of, especially for us as somebody who we wanted to really show who we are in with this new energy, with this mm-hmm. new creativity, with this new boldness, and frankly, new focus that we had before. That being said, it's important to be able to show that. Hit your mic. Yeah. I'm very passionate.
We're talking with our hands.
I talk with my hands all the time. It's not just the words we use, my actions, the work I produce, but also that visual. Mm-hmm. So when you see that logo, now you know what you're looking at, and so now you know who you're talking to.
Well, I knew that was just one of the things you were working on. So,
you know, that first year for me coming on board, my background is in communication and advertising, and so when I came on board, the tools in our toolbox I just didn't feel like were being utilized well. So, yes, changing up how we communicated to the community, how we communicated and promoted our members was first and foremost and super important to me. I wanted to make sure the members understood that we knew who they were, and we wanted to promote the work that they were doing and their teams are a part of. And then I wanted to make sure that our website and just as an office, that we are a community hub for local and regional resources. So when you go into our website, whether it's the community calendar or links for locals or workforce mm-hmm. development resources or whatever, that you're able to come into it and identify so that you can live, work, and play here in Boone County better. Go ahead.
No, it's just one of those things that I know that that's one of the things when you started, because I remember when we first talked, I need to get a focus, and the focus was let's do chamber. Do chamber things.
Yes, and frankly, that's ambiguous to people. What is a chamber?
What does that mean?
And so part of it is starting from the basics and saying, even to our, my board, what is the chamber to you? What is the purpose of this organization? Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, we are an association of industry and community members, community stakeholders that are come together for the purpose of the prosperity of your region. And some chambers are county-wide like ours. Some mm-hmm. are statewide. There's statewide chambers. There are city chambers in some cases. And there's, frankly, in large communities like Los Angeles and others, that are, it's down to a district or down to a neighborhood. So ultimately, for us, we are a county-wide chamber. And so we do look at kind of that overall region. We have partners in many of their communities that come alongside us, and that we want to promote the work that they're doing in their hyperlocal locations, similar to Main Street. Main Street's focused on downtown. So we want to build them up and promote the work and also come alongside them with our connections and our resources and what have you. But ultimately, we want to make sure to honor and to value our members and give them the advocacy, the resources, the communication, the promotion and celebration that they're looking for. But ultimately, too, to use those resources to the wider scope. So workforce development, leadership development, vitality in the community with that's where your ribbon cuttings come in, and business after hours and such like that. So lots of fun stuff.
When you need the big scissors and the ribbon.
There's a purpose to that, right? It's not just like, woohoo, I'm a party.
One thing I told you last month when we visited and stuff, I thought one of the cool things was really the coffee and connections when you started that. We had another one this week, State of the County. Had the supervisors were on hand. Everybody got to meet Scott Longhorn. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't already met him. And these are things where you get people coming out and chamber members. And I said more than once, Jennifer says, if you're an employee of a chamber member, you're welcome.
If you're a team member, if you're a staff person of a chamber member, you are a chamber member. Yeah. So those programming around coffee and connections, again, there's great opportunities for networking in that. But ultimately, I want you to come and learn something. And so whether we have Union Pacific up there or we have Landis or others that are doing big work within their industry that affects the region, here's an opportunity to hear from your elected officials and to know and engage with them about their goals and the projects that are happening in this case, the county, and then to be able to, again, learn from that and advocate for yourself. So the people in that room are a part of those projects.
Sure.
The people in the room are people who are affected by the work of the county. And so they want to be able to speak into that, to ask good questions, and then to be able to share their thoughts and opinions and experiences. And so those are all great opportunities to for us, again, the chamber, to be able to kind of set the stage and offer this opportunity for collaboration and connection, and then for the work to happen inside the room.
Sure.
So next month we have another great opportunity for a similar format with State of the Cities. So this will be actually the second year we've done this one, where we've invited mayors from across the county to come and, again, share what projects and that they're working on since 24 and kind of the progress of those. What are their goals for 25? And then let's find ways to collaborate to make us all stronger between larger communities like Boone and Ogden and Madrid and some of our smaller rural friends too. So ultimately, we want to find ways to make us all stronger and to share the resources.
I know that you also participate in that Building Better Boone. Mm-hmm. And again, it's, a lot of people don't really realize it, but it's kind of a collaboration where the leaders get together and get a chance to talk to each other.
Yep, yep. And that's a great way, too, just to make sure we're all on the same page. So mm-hmm. that I use that opportunity to reach across all the quote-unquote aisles and be able to thank and honor those that have come alongside me and the chamber and doing different projects and what have you. Certainly that's an opportunity to ask for help. So when we have big things coming up like Pufferbilly mm-hmm. Days or any community events sure. or what have you, that what we need the help in getting out the word, we lean in on our friends. So ultimately we're making sure that the communication's out there, that it gives them an opportunity to ask questions, voice any concerns or what have you, and then find ways to make us all better. Mm-hmm.
The one thing you talked about last time was getting back to the leadership program. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, resuscitating it, shall we say? Well, it's not that, it just with everything that happened, the transition in personnel, the going through COVID, all of that, we kind of had a really strong program that was going, and it just kind of went away for a little while. But you want to bring that back, and you're moving forward.
Yeah, so that one is a great opportunity. So the LEAD, Boone County LEAD program, thanks to AgCertain, by the way, has been a great opportunity to revitalize and, yeah, to kind of bring new life into a leadership program that, and really make it our own. So I'll say it that way, too.
Because
yeah. ultimately, yes, what had been kind of going on, back in the day and had been something that the chamber had done on an annual basis, where civic engagement was the big piece. You had 10, 15 people or so that were able to participate in a class and go on various tours and learn and kind of dig deeper into particular industries and such. COVID did kind of put a halt to that. And in fact, the class of 2020 never got to really have a graduation party. And so we're going to, in fact, as a way to kick off our leadership development program this year and really share what's going on with it, share the curriculum and how to sign up, we're doing a graduation party for that last class. But ultimately, COVID really gave us a chance. And yes, certainly afterward, with transitions and leadership and what have you, which just never became the top priority. And so having me now in this space and having this the capacity to do it, ultimately we're able to put together a committee and determine, gosh, how should we do this? You know, maybe, yes, we want to definitely take a look at what was going on in the past, mm-hmm. certainly see how successful it was. Certainly look at other leadership groups in other communities. What are some hits and misses on in those groups too, mm-hmm. in those programs. So being able to do that, and I actually very, very proud of the committees led by Alex Grunzinger, in fact, where we're able to take the best of both worlds. So yes, we're able to take the civic engagement piece, but we're also able to take the professional development piece. So no matter where you're working at this point, no matter where your particular professional goals are, you're able to bring those elements back into your workplace and back into your community today. So yes, we're going to have an Ag Day where we learn about the industry of agriculture in Boone County, but we're also going to learn about and really kind of get a dive deep into data analysis and how, yes, that's an important piece to farmers and those who yeah. are having to look at the quantity of data that's out there. So how do we do that in our own lives? How do we do that with our own jobs and where we have just this spreadsheet in front of us and all these numbers? How do we kind of take that in and able to
use those numbers to glean a purpose?
Exactly. So ultimately, I'm really excited about the opportunity to take essentially, yes, that opportunity to dig into our industry and get to know what's going on and how to do what we want to do in Boone County, but ultimately how to get those soft skills too.
That professional development part.
It's super important.
I mean, you can add a lot of different ways to do it, and some businesses that are very successful would love to share some of that expertise.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So these are, again, these are platforms where we can then look to our left and our right and find the people and the professionals and those with the experience and those with the know-how to stand in front of a group and talk about various things. So whether it be communication or conflict resolution, things like that, that no matter if you've been a part of a leadership program in the past or if you've been a part of a leadership program even in another community, we know that we'll have something different for you here that will be valuable.
I know we're running out of time. I want you to take a look at what you got coming up. Let's let everybody know.
Right. So January 23rd is that graduation party and business after hours event over at Bottle Bliss, 5 to 7. It's a Thursday evening. And so we're going to honor the 2020 graduates and graduates of leadership programs in the past in the chamber, and then be able to talk about what's to come. February 4th, as I mentioned, over at Cobblestone Inn and Suites, 9:30 a.m. is the State of the Cities. And so we're excited to host mayors from across the county for a panel discussion.
Sure.
And so, yeah, we'll get into February when I see you next time.
Yay. There's a lot. So much going on. And members, I want you to know, or if you're considering membership, make contact. You have people that are willing to help them out.
Yes, they can absolutely find a lot of info on our website. But ultimately, I want you to reach out to us. We've got a brand new member guide, by the way, with our new logo and such. And so really give us an opportunity to dig into all of that material and make changes and, again, communicate who we are and what our goals are. So we're excited to have more people alongside us.
And not just Boone, but all of Boone County.
All of Boone County.
Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.